The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Chris. And Conan.
And Conan, you've got a story that is actually, I think, fairly interesting. Something about the FBI and Tor, and we'll get into that. But first, your calls. I think we have Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, are you there?
Yes, I am here. And you're talking.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Baltimore, 1 year after a reflection. Baltimore and what happened mark the 1 year period, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. Obama, in the span of a year, has not done anything beyond gratitude to uplift, advance, alleviate, and make better the lives of urban blacks in this country. The years of failed social experiment by the Democrats paved the way and led us to the chaos and social breakdown in Baltimore. Like the ball in a china shop, they break it, now they own it.
So how and is it Barack Obama's fault that Freddie Gray was killed 1 year ago? Barack Obama did not arrest Freddie Gray. Barack Obama did not throw Freddie Gray into the back of the police van. Barack Obama did not drive the police van around. How is it Barack Obama's fault?
Let me tell you something. The five-state primary, you know, it was the white guilty who set a record number to vote in a primary to put you know, Trump in on the top. Okay, this is a protest vote against Obama. There's no if, buts, or maybe about that. And look, we will, you know, do that again here in New Jersey. It comes June. You got white guilty in here that has been kept in the dark by Obama, okay? And they are being torn off by him now. Now, what do you say to that?
I agree with you. He got voted because there was a lot of guilty white people out there. But I don't know that it's his fault. I'm going to tell you.
Everything is Obama's fault, according to Ralph. Ralph goes to the grocery store. They're out of the type of bread he likes. Obama's fault.
No,
he goes to the restaurant, and they say, sorry, Ralph, we can't give you a biggie fry because we're out of the biggie cups. We can only give you a medium, but we'll give you a free Frosty, and Ralph blames Barack Obama.
Ralph, what kind of bread do you like? You like white bread, or you like dark bread?
you wanna know why that's Obama's fault? Because there is nothing godly about this man Obama. He's under the influence of Satan. Anything and everything this man set out to do, you know, he is influenced by, you know, the dark friends. You know what I mean? Huh? That's you, John Peter. That's you. Are you kidding me?
Ralph, can I get a word in?
Yeah.
I agree with you that Obama's policies have helped lead to where we're at in racial divides and police brutality, that a lot of this stuff could have been addressed. I think his response of saying, okay, well, now we need to nationalize police forces and we need to bring in the UN.
The war on the police. Yeah, there you go. There you
right.
go.
That's horrible.
Satan make him do that. He's under that satanic influence when he, you know, when he wished that hate and war, that hate campaign on our police and the war against them. Satan, there's gotta be the dark prince. See, this man is into black magic. And he's the prince of darkness. That's all I want to say.
So, hold on. Let me ask you this question, Ralph. Do you think it's only Barack Obama? Is Bill and Hillary also under the influence of Satan? What about any of the Republicans?
The Bushes, for sure.
Well, what about any of the Republicans, or is it only Barack Obama?
No, by and large, you know, by and large, Satan holds some kind of influence in the Democratic Party of this country.
Just the Democrats, not the Republicans?
Yes, absolutely. Well, if you are, you know, if you are an establishment, if you are a rhino, if somehow, John Boehner is an example of that. He's not under, he has one too many, and that makes it, you know, Satan influence him.
Hold on, so is John Boehner part of the establishment, or is he a Republican in name only, because you can't be both of those things at the same time?
No, you can't be both of those things, and he's a white guilty too.
I think you can be both.
You
can absolutely be both. I don't think the establishment...
You can't be part of the establishment of the Republican Party. Ralph, thank you for the call. You can't be part of the establishment of the Republican Party and a Republican in name only.
Sure you can. If you're ideologically weak, if you don't hold any principles, you can absolutely be that.
The principles of the Republican Party is we're not Democrats.
I agree.
However you want to define it, I'm just saying that the two are not exclusive.
And if Ralph wants to call in and talk about how all these party members, these politicians, are into Satan worship and whatnot, I can get with him. But he's got to agree that it's not just the Democrats. It's
right.
Both sides of the aisle. They're all evil, and they all got their own agenda.
Well, he says only the establishment rhinos in the Republican side, but I don't know. Tell us, Conan, about the, speaking of establishment, the FBI somehow getting into the Onion router.
So I never hear anything good about Tor, and this is just one more story. Tor has been not hacked. Well, it has been hacked, but there are programs out there that don't necessarily make you so anonymous as you thought you were.
So before we get into this a little bit deeper, just want to clarify for anybody that's listening and might not know what Tor is. Tor is, well, there are multiple parts to Tor. Tor is the Onion Router. That's what Tor stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And in amongst that, there's the Tor browser, which is something that is needed to access the so-called dark web. And there are other things that you can do on Tor, such as communicate pseudo-anonymously. It is, I believe, how Private Manning corresponded with WikiLeaks. Back in 2010, when a lot of the leaks from Private Manning were going public. And so there are good things that can be done on Tor. But the Tor browser is built off of the Firefox browser. And Chris, you know a little bit more of the technical stuff than I do, so correct me if I'm wrong on this. But my understanding is that any vulnerabilities in the Firefox browser will by default exist in the Tor browser.
Well, they're built off of the same platform. Yes, that's true. But the Tor browser is not the only way you can access resources within Tor, within the bubble of Tor or transverse Tor. So I can run a Tor session. I can get my PC to encrypt everything that's going into Tor. It can go into the Tor network. It can bounce around from server to server after I go in through an entrance node. It'll bounce around inside, making it very hard to trace where I'm at, and it'll come out an exit node on the other side. So that's sort of the, you know, the use of encryption and masking your location that Tor can provide.
So let's get into this article, and where's it from?
It's coming from RT.com. A developer of the Tor software has been exposed for creating malware for the FBI to help the agency spy on users on the supposedly anonymous tool for internet browsing and communication. The man's name is Matt Edman, a cybersecurity expert who worked for the nonprofit Privacy Project in 2008 and 2009,
He contributed significantly to Tor's code base before creating software for the FBI, according to Daily Dot.
All right, so we'll get into more of this and your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a movement in healthcare today It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their health care. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for health care and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles, not autonomous robots making decisions for them. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for the good. Join LHS.com. That's join LHS, as in Liberty HealthShare, join LHS.com, or give them a call, 800-722-8041. We are talking about Tor, that is the Onion router, and, well, it might not be as secure as people thought, or as secure as some people will lead you to believe. Let's go to the phones. We've got Major calling in from Pennsylvania. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Chris, this is Major from close to Newport, if you know what I'm saying.
As soon as I heard Major, I knew exactly who you were.
Major Tom, hey. This is Ground Control.
Hey, that's right. Hey,
is the moon real?
Is the moon real?
Yes.
It is solid cheese.
Good what answer. Kind of cheese?
Brie.
Yeah, exactly. Gorgonzola. But
yeah.
Hey, this is on topic, I think, and I'm surprised because I just came up with a topic. Chris, I know Chris, and I called in here, first time listener, but you guys sound great. I love the show already.
Thanks.
So regarding the Tor and the back door that perhaps the FBI may have to it now that you just discussed, don't you think, and this relates to the Apple iPhone issue that was, you know, big news a month ago, do you think they were able to break that iPhone the second they got their hands on it? And furthermore, that they pretty much can break anything now that they want to?
I would say that they probably could break anything that they wanted to, and I honestly think that the whole Apple hand over your keys and Apple saying, we don't have them, was all a charade. It was all for
right.
show to see what people would wind up supporting.
What do you think about the $1 million fee? Does that even exist? That they actually...
Oh, I think they most certainly paid somebody $1 million for something.
To say something. I think
to shut them up, probably,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
right.
Or in order to keep it quiet. I think that the technology companies and the government have been so intertwined, and most of that, I think, is due to the amount of money that the federal government pumps into these companies. And when we think back to, like, the quote-unquote revelations of Snowden, you know, oh,
right.
you're kidding. We're really working, the NSA is really working with Microsoft and Google and Cisco and Apple and all these companies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be foolish to believe that they did not at some point compromise their ideals and turn over things to the government, which would make it very easy for the government to do that. I think things like the iPhone hack... are more or less just, it's smoke and mirrors. It's a way of, you know, look over here and don't look over here.
Right. So last year during Jade Helm, there was a discussion about the J2, I think it was the J2 computer, is that, if I'm not mistaken. There's some sort of supercomputer that supposedly exists that is super cooled and it can basically look at, you know, on, off simultaneously, therefore breaking any kind of encryption almost instantaneously. And
it would not
so,
surprise me.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I figured I would call in about that because I believe that to be true. I think they already had that phone broken the moment they had it, and that was all a charade. So, and you guys have probably already talked about that, but hey, like I said, first-time listener, first-time caller, you guys have a great show. Chris, good hearing from you, man. And,
likewise.
I'll keep listening.
Please.
Major, thank you for the call, and welcome to Free Talk Live. Conan, let's get back into this article.
So this guy, Matt Edman, a cybersecurity expert who worked for the Nonprofit Privacy Project in 2008 and 2009, he worked for Tor, contributed significantly to Tor's code base before creating software
for the FBI, according to Daily Dot. There's a much longer article there. I recommend if you want to get the bigger cheese, go to Daily Dot. This is RT.com. The open source software encrypts internet traffic and sends it to thousands of servers before reaching its destination. It has been a key component of the dark web used by millions, ranging from human rights agencies, the military, and journalists to drug dealers and creators of child pornography. Tor Project confirmed the news in a statement to Daily Dot. Quote, it has come to our attention that Matt Edman, who worked with the Tor Project until 2009, subsequently was employed by a defense contractor working for the FBI to develop anti-Tor malware. Tor replaced the Vidalia software that Edman was hired to work on in 2013. Edman worked for defense contractor MITRE Corporation in 2012 and was assigned to the FBI's remote operation unit, which builds and buys hacks while operating inside the operational technology division. The Daily Dot reports that the private company makes close to $1.5 billion from the U.S. Department of Defense each year. Edman hacked Tor as an FBI contractor under Operation Torpedo, which targeted users of child porn websites. In 2014, Wired reported on their use of drive-by or watering hole tactics that infiltrate web users by hiding malware on a site and infecting the computer of anyone who visits it. And that's what probably happened in LRN Studios' case.
Mm-hmm.
He also created Torsploit, also known as the Cornhusker malware, which allowed FBI agents to identify the real IP address of Tor users using a flash application.
Right, and that's the vulnerability, the biggest known vulnerability within Tor that also exists within Firefox.
Correct.
So this is not a vulnerability that only exists in the Tor browser. It's a known vulnerability. But the problem is the programmers don't know necessarily how to fix that vulnerability, is my understanding. And there might even be vulnerabilities that they don't know of, and the reason they don't know of them is because it seems as though the federal government has found them, but they're not saying what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Till we bring another company into it, and that's Adobe Systems. Adobe, specifically Flash, has been a security nightmare for as long as I can remember. It's never been good, and it doesn't surprise me that this falls back to something related to Flash, which is why you find less support for Flash and more support for HTML5.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up, we've got a story about somebody that's being held indefinitely because, well, we'll tell you why.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Onion Router might not be safe. But if you have been using the Onion Router for a while, you possibly already know that. But Conan has that story. We'll get back into that here momentarily. This is Free Talk Live in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. And if you use the internet, chances are you shop on the internet. But do you use the money of the internet? Well, I'll tell you why you should. If you get started with some Bitcoin, Bitcoin is a decentralized cryptocurrency. If you use Bitcoin, which is essentially the money of the internet, how about saving 25% on things you're going to buy from Amazon anyway? Well, I'll tell you how. Go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. What you'll need to do is put things in an Amazon wish list, import the wish list into your purse account that you created after you signed up at saveatpurse.com. Then you name your discount, and you can get up to a 50% discount. After the minimal fees that Purse charges, it winds up being almost 36% that you wind up saving. And then you fund your account with Bitcoin. I routinely save 20 to 30%. I've gotten that 50% discount a couple of times, and I absolutely love using Purse. I've used it about 26 times. My average savings is just over $10. Saveatpurse.com. Conan, tell us about Tour.
Let's finish this article up. While the global consensus is generally in support of such tools to catch consumers of child pornography.
By such tools, you mean using the vulnerabilities within the Tor browsers, such as the Flash plugin thing.
Correct.
That if you
we don't want criminals using Tor to better themselves.
Well, here's the thing about Flash and Tor. It's turned off by default. So you have to go out of your way to enable this thing to then allow them to use that vulnerability to track you.
Oh, that's such simple human engineering, though. That's so simple to fix. All I do is on my Target website, put up a Flash video, or I make my login screen in Flash, and then when somebody who isn't running Flash comes there, then it simply says, I'm sorry, you cannot yet access the site. Please enable Flash on your computer, and off you go.
Yep. Okay, that's simple. Sorry, I'm not going to this website because that's how the vulnerabilities happen.
Right, but that's how phishing happens. That's how everybody knows that you're not supposed to click on links from people you don't know, yet somehow billions of dollars are stolen every year. The weakest part of all cybersecurity.
That Nigerian prince said that he would give me money if I just gave him my Bitcoin private key.
I know, Daryl, and I'm convinced that you're going to get that money from that Nigerian prince, but that is the one thing that the biggest fear in cybersecurity. We can come up with all sorts of technical safeguards, but you can't fix stupid, and you can't fix ignorance, that some people just don't understand that yet. As time goes on, more and more people do, and it'll be harder for these people to do that, but that's the challenge.
So you're saying that if I send all of my Bitcoin to the guy that says, I guarantee I'll double this in 24 hours, he's not actually going to double the Bitcoin?
Actually, he gave you the wrong address. Let me give you mine. I mean the correct address.
So, yes, everyone is on board tracking down predators. It's completely acceptable. But the ability to crack down on political dissidents and low-level drug users who no longer need to buy on streets continues to face major opposition. Watering hole and drive-by infiltration also affects journalists and researchers who may visit targeted sites for legitimate reasons but become infected with the malware. After MITRE, Edmund worked for FTI Consulting, where he helped trace millions of bitcoins to Silk Road creator Ross Ulbricht. Secret Service agent Sean Bridges, who was involved in the Ulbricht investigation, was sentenced to 71 months in prison for stealing more than $800,000 worth of cryptocurrency and probably getting Ulbricht convicted in the first place. I'm waiting for that appeal. When's that happening, Daryl?
The appeal has been filed. It will be a while before there's actually the hearing because federal courts go entirely too slowly.
Yes. So everybody, this guy Edmund, total mercenary, changing sides. He worked for maybe the good guys. Maybe Tor was good at one time and he just flipped sides and actually worked to crack something that he helped create.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, you're an IT guy, Chris. I mean, if you were to work for one company and then change sides after a couple of years and work for the competing company to actually crack what you had already worked on. I mean, what kind of ethical crap load is that?
Well, and that's the problem. It is an ethics question. So the ethics question is this. I've donated my time, energy, and probably worked for very little to develop something that can help millions of people around the world. And don't let the news and the press and the government tell you otherwise. Tor is used for a lot of really good things. And you talk about dissidents in China who have no way of communicating outside of their country, North Korea, any place where people are being oppressed or journalists that can't speak their mind in some regime. This is invaluable as a human rights tool. But when confronted, this guy who has been working on this project and probably not making a lot of money gets hit up by some agency or some company who contracts for an agency. And it isn't saying, you know what, you're making $30,000 a year now. I think we can offer you $35,000 if you help us crack all this.
Right. And
when they come in and they say, you know what, we'll pay you $500,000. We'll pay you $1 million for this. And that's when, you know, It's easy for us to say, I have good moral principles and I would never do that. But for somebody who may be faced with a lot of bills and they get offered, you know, this contract that could be worth millions of dollars to do
How many employees at the MITRE Corporation actually consider themselves government employees? Because they're making $1.5 billion from defense. It's all defense contracts. So, yeah. How many of them actually sit down and say, hey, you know what? I'm working for the FBI, doing evil.
I'm sure a lot of them are sitting there going, yeah, we are working for the FBI, but we're doing good.
Right.
So just like any other organization, you know, companies have their own propaganda. They promote what they do and promote the importance of that. And I'm certain that some of the things that MITRE Corporation does probably do have things that we would all agree are valuable, that have stopped harm to people, and that may not be a good thing. I can't speak for it, but...
And one of the horrible things that we know the FBI was doing was running a child porn website.
Yep.
Absolutely despicable thing, but some people would say, well, it was for the greater good.
Right, they caught a whole bunch, 100,000 or so in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. No, they know that there were about 100,000 people that went to the website. They've made about 1,000 arrests,
right?
I believe.
Which might all get thrown out.
Wind up getting thrown out, but that might not help one man in Philadelphia. The story comes from Ars Technica. A Philadelphia man suspected of possessing child porn has been in jail for 7 months and counting after being found in contempt of court, where a court demanded that he decrypt two password-protected hard drives. The suspect, a former Philadelphia Police Department sergeant, has not been charged with any crimes, let alone any child porn crimes. Instead, he remains indefinitely imprisoned in Philadelphia's Federal Detention Center for refusing to unlock two drives encrypted with Apple's File Vault software, in a case that once again highlights the extent to which authorities are going to try to crack encrypted devices. More on this, as well as your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
There's a man in jail in Philadelphia. Actually, there's a lot of people in jail in Philadelphia, but one in particular that we're talking about, he's a former sergeant for the Philadelphia Police Department, and he is being held indefinitely because he is refusing to decrypt two password-protected hard drives. And, according to court documents, he will remain in jail until such time that he fully complies with the decryption order. His attorney, federal public defender Keith Donahue, urged a federal appeals court on Tuesday to release his client immediately pending the outcome of an appeal. Donahue wrote in his brief to the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, "Not only is he presently being held without charge, but he has never in his life been charged with a crime." The government, however, successfully cited a 1789 law that you've probably heard of, thanks to the FBI and Apple, called the All Writs Act. They cited this to compel the suspect to decrypt two hard drives they believe contain child porn. The All Writs Act was the same law the Justice Department asserted in its legal battle with Apple, in which a magistrate ordered the gadget maker to write code to assist the authorities in unlocking the iPhone used by one of the two shooting suspects in San Bernardino County, where 14 people were killed last December. The FBI dropped the case after they reportedly paid someone $1 million, actually more than $1 million, closer to $1.3 million, to crack into or hack into the phone. Donahue wrote that his client's first claim is that the district court lacked subject matter jurisdiction. The claim stems from the government's apparently unprecedented use of an unusual procedural vehicle to attempt to compel a suspect to give evidence in advance of a potential criminal charge. Specifically, the U.S. government took resort not to a grand jury, but to a magistrate judge pursuant to the All Writs Act.
Yes, I was just wondering, they have suspicion that he's in possession of child pornographer.
Yes.
Pornography. And this is coming from, do we know where, why they suspect it? Was it like a Tor malware that somehow identified his IP address or
Torpedo?
Something like that?
Was Torpedo used on this, Sergeant?
We don't know.
Yeah.
That is not written into the article. In theory, could read the briefs that have been filed.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
But I have not done so.
Yeah.
The defense also claims that compelling the target of a criminal investigation to recall and divulge an encryption password transgresses the Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. And Chris, please remind us what the Fifth Amendment actually says.
Amendment 5, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, excepted in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when it is... This is really, really tough to read. Daryl has this great card. It's a Bill of Rights card.
You need to update it.
It's made out of like aluminum. But it looks like
That thing's 10 years old and stuff gets rubbed across it all the time. But basically it says that you cannot be forced to testify against yourself.
You better hope those are wallet crumbs, Chris.
something about a grand jury. And the defense attorney here specifically mentions that the federal government, in point of fact, did not go to a grand jury but to a magistrate judge to try to compel his client to turn over self-incriminating information or potentially self-incriminating information.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has never addressed the compelled decryption issue, but Donahue says the court came close back in 2000 when it said a suspect cannot be forced to disclose the sequence of numbers that will open a combination lock. A federal appeals court ruled in 2012, however, that a bank fraud defendant must decrypt her laptop, but the ruling was not enforced as the authorities obtained the password elsewhere.
So this is so problematic because, you know, part of me is saying, okay, I hope that this does end up before the Supreme Court because they'll obviously see what is right here, that you cannot, under the Constitution, incriminate. You can't be compelled to incriminate yourself. But then I also look at it.
Well, you also have the right to remain silent, but they ruled a couple of years ago that if you want to use your right to remain silent, you must violate your silence to tell the police officer, I'm using my right to remain silent.
I get it. That's why you just sit here and go, as much as I want a ruling on this, I am so afraid that this ruling will be perverted by judges that have, I don't know what their motivation is sometimes.
Just like the Apple incident. That could have opened up a barrel.
Right.
And, you know, it, there's no telling where it would have gone from there. And this is very similar. And I
completely applaud this guy for standing up to him.
Right.
I do not take that as me supporting people who are downloading child porn or anything else, even if he's accused of it.
We don't know if the guy even has any, and some people would look at this and say, well, obviously he does, because why else would he refuse to decrypt his laptop? Well, maybe sometimes it's just the right thing to do, to say no. Maybe that's the right thing to do. Whether you're, you know, actually violating whatever you're accused of, sometimes the right thing to do is just say no. Because if you say yes, then anything they find, even if it's not what they're looking for, can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Yeah. And
because you consented to the search.
Exactly. And that goes beyond the, you know, we have a warrant looking for this specifically. Once you've given consent, then that's the same as opening your door.
Right.
Opening the door to your house and saying, whatever you find, if you don't like it, then you can charge me with it.
And, of course, as we discussed earlier, they probably have the technology available to break into this man's hard drives. But maybe it costs a little, or it's time and energy that they just want to do away with because they just want to have the power to make them do it, make these people do it.
They want obedience. They don't care if the obedience comes at the expense of, okay, sit here for a year in jail. You'll comply sooner or later because you want out of this little concrete box.
Right.
There's a little bit more in here that I definitely want to get into. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has weighed in on the suspect's plight, telling the circuit court in a friend of the court brief that compelled decryption is inherently testimonial because it compels a suspect to use the contents of their mind to translate unintelligible evidence into a form that can be used against them. The Fifth Amendment provides an absolute privilege against such self-incriminating compelled decryption. The federal authorities have called two witnesses. One was the suspect's sister, who claimed she looked at child porn with her brother at his house. The other was a forensics examiner who testified that it was his best guess that child porn was on the drive. Donahue wrote the investigation began in 2015 when Pennsylvania prosecutors were monitoring the online network Freenet and executed the search warrant of the man's house. Donahue wrote that the investigation, or rather the investigators, had decrypted a MacBook Pro, or rather a Mac Pro, using a recovery key discovered on the iPhone 5S that authorities seized from the client's residence. No child porn was found on those devices. The authorities want the suspect to decrypt two external hard drives discovered in their search.
All right, I'm not familiar with how Mac Pro is set up, but I mean, can't you just take those hard drives and just, you don't have to do any kind of encryption code or anything. You can just, are these things encrypted? I forgot. Was that mentioned?
The external hard drives are encrypted.
Okay.
Right. And I don't know if this is, do you guys know what Apple's, they have like a box that's sort of like your air drive, right? I can't remember what they call it.
The iCloud?
iCloud, is that what this is, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know if the things that, if these were iClouds, Apple would be like, okay, here's the info, because that's what Apple does.
Yeah.
And with the thing with the San Bernardino shooter, Apple more than willingly handed over the information that was on the iCloud account.
Right.
But because they typed in the passcode too many wrong times, they
allegedly
lost some of that information. No, we know because they said we lost information for 6 weeks prior to the shooting, so that's why we need to decrypt the phone to get that info.
Allegedly.
I'm telling you what they said. It's not allegedly that they said what they said. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.